Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to go through a lot of things that are helpful, hopefully. That's the idea behind this program, to help small farmers, family farmers, make their lives better, make their farms better, make them more successful, that sort of thing. We always have lots and lots of suggestions. And as a matter of fact, in a few minutes, we're going to meet Virginia Doms, who is a very interesting character when it comes to websites and how farms and agribusinesses can utilize digital. Very important. The younger farmers coming along today are utilizing it. Some of the older folks are having a hard time with it, but it is to be utilized and embraced. We'll find out how to do that well after I go through a number of things from the news desk of the American Family Farmer. This could be the outrage of the week. In fact, I'm going to mix the news with my feelings, but most of you who listen to this program with regularity or listen to my daily Good Day program, it's heard around the country on many of these same stations, the business of John Deere and how difficult it is for customers to deal with them. So this week the news comes from the American Farm Bureau Federation annual meeting down in San Juan, Puerto Rico, that the leaders of the American Farm Bureau have somehow come up with a deal on right to repair for farmers. This is very important. And of course, the executives from John Deere are going to tell you that this was a very important thing and we were happy to do it. No, the only reason it was done is because their sales have why would you buy a John Deere anything, but most notably a tractor, and have them tell you, you can't fix it? You don't have any right to do it. Everything's locked up. You've got to have a repairman come out at $90 or $100 an hour when it's something very simple. First of all, I think there's too much computerization to tractors. They're simple machines that are being made complicated by the likes of John Deere, who think, you know, that, okay, yep, right. We need to make it difficult because then we can make more money. And certainly John Deere has shown that that's pretty much all they're about with the way that they've taken over their own dealerships pretty much everywhere in the country. And that hasn't helped the average farmer who's buying their stuff as well. So anyway, the ag and turf people are the ones that that's a John Deere organization. They're buying back all the dealers so it can be direct sales. The fellow who was Vice President of Public Affairs for the American Farm Bureau Federation said, this memorandum of understanding differentiates between the right to repair and modifying a piece of equipment. This should be, you own the machine, you do what you want with it. But the policy with John Deere was to focus on the right to repair, but differentiate from what happens when you modify a piece of their equipment. Hello, it's not their equipment. You bought it. You own it. You should be able, if you want to blow it up, you should be able to do that. This is outrageous. Anyway, they're crowing about it. There are similar agreements in the automobile industry, by the way. The people who love John Deere say, well, they just copied the stuff. This had to happen, yada, yada, yada. I find John Deere despicable. I know the people listening to this program have John Deere advertisers. I was thrown off of a station because the John Deere dealer said, after what I said about John Deere, if you didn't take me off the station, the advertiser was going to pull all of his money. So anyway, I guess the headline here is that farmers have the right to repair, but you don't have the right to modify the tractor. If you want to add something that will discredit the warranty, if you want to add certain tools, you can't change it. And many of us like to do that. Many of us have to do that to modify our equipment. That's why I buy older stuff. all of my equipment. I have a couple of John Deere things. I have a John Deere 716 forage wagon, actually a couple of them. I have a flail chopper. I owned a couple of John Deere tractors way back 40 years ago, but right now I wouldn't give you a nickel for them. I have an old John Deere 4020 that belongs to my partner that's been in the shop for 2 years because we can't figure out what the problem is with the hydraulics. At any rate, so if you're a John Deere owner, you probably, it's a new machine, you have become happy, or at least you're more happy than you were because of the deal on right to repair at the Farm Bureau. Next item of interest from the news desk, New Holland's brand new tractor running on liquefied methane, allowing farmers to decrease their emissions and save money on diesel. But that's really not the only reason. It's more efficient. The company says the fuel can easily be produced by methane gas from cows, allowing for a more circular economic model and the most circular of industries, i.e. farming. So this tractor is claimed to be a match for the performance of diesel-powered versions. Well, you see this in big cities now. The methane gas, liquefied gas, is put into the diesel buses. Some trucks have them. Certainly we've seen tractors with this before. But there's a new source. What they do is they put a cryogenic tank on the tractor that keeps the methane in liquid form. And so that's how it's comparable to diesel. But the significant emission savings are what is a result of all of this. So T7 liquid methane fuel tractors, they're using them in Europe now. I think you'll find that they'll be coming over here because of all of the talk here, and it is just talk at the moment about emissions and what we're doing about it. And you know, you buy an electric car, electric truck, electric tractor, still being powered by fossil fuels because that's how they make electricity these days for the most part. So, at any rate, those are a couple of things for us to think about. In a moment, we're going to meet Virginia Doms, and we're going to learn how you and your farm can utilize digital as an enhancement for the way you run your farm. That's up next here on the American Family Farmer.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with a lady who is the founder and chief executive officer at Kestrel Website Design and Development, to discuss how websites can be designed, how farms can be utilizing what she's suggesting you ought to do, how ag businesses in general need to learn how to utilize digital. You all, when I say you all, I'm talking about people listening to the program, have a need for this. No business anywhere is immune from being connected to the web, to social media. And so we're going to specifically look at how it is done or should be done on the farm from Ms. Dom's point of view. So we get into, first, I'm looking at the name here and I'm thinking this should be Dom's website design and development, not Kestrel. What's the significance of Kestrel? What does that mean?
Well, I have a science background, biology background. I particularly like birds. So Kestrel is a bird of prey. The female of the birds of prey generally do more work than the males do. They're usually better hunters. And when I started my business, I pretty much had an entirely male crew, and they all worked for me. And we thought Kestrel was a really fun way of kind of encompassing the how our company was working. So that's how the name came.
I'm, interestingly enough, I consider myself fairly well read, and I've never heard of the Kestrel before.
It's the smallest falcon in North America.
Yeah, where do they mostly live? Are they Midwestern, though?
I see them in the Midwest all the time. They have a fairly wide area, and you can see about on power lines, you can see one about every mile.
So we're talking specifically about this company as an agricultural web designer. And on the website, I've just seen the bird that we're talking about, along with the suggestion it's time to refresh your website. Well, let's talk about development first and what happens, how you came to think this was a good thing to do. What was going on in your world when you realized, wow, farmers really need help from somebody like me?
We started 25 years ago. I've been doing websites for 25 years. And as I said, I lived in rural Illinois. And at the time, I had a business. It was a commercial photography business. Mm-hmm. And one of my good friends was a manager, assistant manager at our local grain elevator. And it was just a small grain elevator company at the time. It's since grown to encompass most of central Illinois now. It's called Top Flight Grain, and at the time it was called Bement Grain for the small town of Bement, where I lived. And we kind of looked into this and decided that their customers really needed a way to communicate. A lot of them were getting on the internet, and the whole website concept was sort of brand new. So it was a way for the grain elevator to communicate with its customers, to put news. At the time, it was pretty folksy. We'd put somebody's child got a scholarship to college. We'd put their picture on the website. Somebody had a new baby. Those kinds of kind of folksy things. In addition to, we wouldn't post the futures on there, the grain prices necessarily.
Right. Yeah.
But we'd post breakfasts, local news going on in the community, and that grain elevator website kind of was a community website at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
it had a lot of different functions. And from there, they were my first customer 25 years ago. They're still my customer today.
Uh-huh,
only it's it's grown to a $200 million company, and
good God.
It's all over central Illinois. So
good for
anyway,
you.
It was fun. So that was the impetus to start it. And then after that, kind of approached different farmer members of the co-op, because it was a cooperative grain elevator, so farmer-owned. They kind of approached me saying, do I need one of these for my farm? And I would give seminars talking to farmers about how to get your farm known on the internet.
All right, I
want to
pick that up. Let's do that. Yeah, that's the lesson for today. How to get the farm noticed. It's the biggest problem that we all have, no matter what our business is. From KestrelWebsiteDesign.com, we have with us the founder and the CEO, Virginia Dobbs, on this week's American Family Farmer.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back in our focus on web design and why you need the web, why does your farm need social media, all that sort of thing? Your farm needs to get noticed. I suppose maybe that's the answer to the question. Virginia Dahms is here, D-A-H-M-S. She's the founder and the CEO of Kestrel with a K, Kestrel Website Design. I would suggest that as you're taking notes, because this is one of those things, there should be a test at the end of the program as to what you have absorbed about Virginia and about her website design outfit. If you go, it's almost like we were doing a training session here. I'm going to point you in the right direction. You can follow along because a lot of the information that we'll pass along is there on the website, Kestrel Website Design, all one word, KestrelWebsiteDesign.com. Now, Facebook. Okay, we all have got social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So the legitimate question comes from some people on the farm. Why do I need this?
I don't know that you necessarily do, to be quite honest. Facebook is good if you're selling something. It's good if you're running specials, if you're communicating regularly with people. But for agribusiness, small farms, I believe that a more permanent web presence is probably mm-hmm. going to do you a lot more good. Why? Because it searches better. If you're looking for someone to farm your ground, so I may have inherited a few acres and I'm looking for someone to farm it, or I'm looking for someone to lease it for meadow or anything along those lines, how do I find you? Do I even know you're there?
Yeah, that's one of the things that's so important, and that's kind of what I want to keep hitting home. It depends on the age, or maybe it doesn't. I'll ask you, because you're the one with the expertise after 25 years of doing this. Are younger people more likely to embrace what you're doing, more likely to call you the inheritors of the farm from the grandfather or the father, want to be up to date? Are they your customer?
They are my customer, although our customer base is pretty wide. It's from about, say, 25 years old, farmers just getting into it, just starting their farming careers, to people who want to retire, and they're looking for someone to work their ground, work their farm, work their pasture lands. Also, just people looking for, where can I buy raw milk? Where mm-hmm. can I go get, a CSA? you know, community supported agriculture.
Yeah.
If I want a bundle. So we're talking about commodity farmers here.
Yep.
Which, you know, corn, soybean, wheat. And we're also talking people who actually produce on a smaller scale. They may need loans. They may need grants. And if you've ever looked at a loan or a grant, one of the first things they look for is, do you have a website?
Yep, exactly.
What's on your website? Mm-hmm. Website's a great way to establish credibility. You get credibility and exposure with a website, which social media just can't really do. Social media is a more now thing. A website's a more permanent thing. It's more of an encyclopedic piece where you write what you want. You create the information that you want people to see so that they can more readily find you, know where you're located, what you do, what your farming philosophy is, what your farming practices are. I might want to only deal with organic people. I might not really care either way. Mm-hmm. Your staff, your products, where you'll be if you participate in farmers markets or community events, your hours of operation, if you actually have on-farm hours where people can come and visit you. There are just a plethora of things that you can put on a website, which you can't really do anywhere else. It's just much more permanent and much more searchable.
Hold on to that thought. I'm thinking you should be working on my website as I listen to you. We'll get to that in a few moments here after some info from your local stations as we continue another half hour of this week's American Family Farmer. Coming up, Doug Steffen with Virginia Doms from Kestrel Website Design.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. California Governor Gavin Newsom is surveying the damage after heavy storms in most of the state. The floodwater sweeping a child away in San Luis Obispo County.
Just breaks your heart. And then you just think about that last moment. A mother and a young child just swept away, and how powerless you feel, and I feel powerless.
California is expecting to get more rain this weekend. Recent storms have claimed the lives of 19 people. Tornadoes devastating Alabama and Georgia with at least 9 people dead and more injured. Amber Johnson and her son survived a twister. and so did a memory of a very special day.
My wedding dress was recovered.
Some of the worst damages in Selma, Alabama, where a tornado blasted the historic city and surrounding area. The National Weather Service says it will take several days to complete damage assessments and confirm the number of tornadoes that touched down. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With Virginia Doms on this hour of the American Family Farmer. Focus on your website, on your social media presence. Do you have it? Do you need it? Do you want it? When maybe as you listen to this conversation, I'm convinced that we need it. I have on my farm, and I maybe as a lesson, an object lesson in what to do or what not to do, I should have you go to my Facebook page and my website, Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. Look at that. See the pluses and minuses. The same thing with Facebook and some of the other social media places. I have long thought whether it was my farm. I have 3 different businesses. I have a farm. I have my radio business, and I really am frustrated over having had this company since 1991 and never felt like I had a good web presence, like we had search optimization, like the social media was doing what it was supposed to do. I've had all kinds of experts, and they have led me down a path of spending money and not getting much benefit. And I can hear people who are listening to this say, wow, this woman's got a $200 million business. It must be very expensive, and I probably can't afford it. So what do you say to that, Virginia?
Actually, anything can be affordable. You can start a small website, and it can grow. The beauty of websites is that they're modular. So you can start with a modest presence, and then you can grow onto it from there. And that's how a lot of our websites have started. And the question would be, how do I even start this? Do you write the content for me? Do you do all that? Do I have to do all that? I can't write. And the answer is, it's a cooperative effort. So I would sort of interview you and talk with you on the phone, by email, however you want to do that. And we get a feel for what your business is.
So you still do that stuff yourself, even though you have a big business. You're the one who does the initial outreach and contact? That's interesting.
Absolutely. No, I don't have a big business. I think you got the wrong end of the stick there. I am a small, it's more of a boutique business is what it's called. It's just 4 of us. Yeah. We're four people. I am your initial contact. You will talk with me, Virginia, the owner. You can say, I love it, I hate it, what the hey, I need to talk to you, and I will call you. Uh-huh. I will give you my personal cell number. You will always be able to get in touch with a real person. You're not going through press one for this, press two for that. You're right. Actually talking to me.
Yep.
And
that's one of the worst things in marketing, by the way, that you can do if people don't realize that. If you are involved in any big, you go to the airlines, you go to the big providers of like Fios and any of those people, AT&T, it's a mess and frustrating like you wouldn't believe. Who needs that? You don't need that for your customers. They don't need it from you, and you certainly don't need it from somebody who's going to be doing a service for you like Virginia is with her website design. You need to get to the so otherwise you get lost and it's a waste of time. That's my experience, Virginia.
And I agree with that philosophy completely. In fact, we're not really looking for customers. We're not looking for what we call hit-and-run customers. We're looking for long-term relationships.
Sure.
You might not do business with us for 25 years, although we'd love it if you did, mm-hmm. but I would say most of our clients, we've had for 5, 10, 15 years, we've a number of them, we have built 4, 5, 6 different websites over the years for them.
Right.
So it's a long-term relationship. I want to know your business. I want to know how you think of your business. I want to know what your ideal audience is. I want to know how we can target that audience with the content we put on the website, with the design, with the navigation, with all of those things that really make a difference to appeal to your audience, because I don't care about anybody else's audience. I care about you and the people you want to attract to your website and the people you want to do business with. And to do that, you really have to know your clients. You have to appreciate their point of view and go at it from their point of view with your expertise, and that's what we try and do. And I think that just makes it a joy for me. If I run into a type of business I've never known about, I will go research it. I'll research your competitors. I'll ask you who they might be. We'll figure out what we're doing with this and who we want to appeal to and how it works best for you. And we want the look and the flavor and the taste of it to appeal to you. And with that, it will appeal to the kinds of people that you want to attract. So that's our philosophy of putting a website together.
Well, it's the web. It's the philosophy that would work in any business for any website. I started to say I have three businesses, my farm, my radio enterprise, and I'm now developing something you probably have never heard of, but you might be a good resource as well. I have put together a group of friends. I bought a farm. And we're going to build what's called an agrohood. Have you ever heard of that term?
No, but I love the sound of it.
All right. So it's a farm, a working active farm with a development built around it. So we are going to put housing onto a farm. The farm happens to be the farm that I grew up on as a child. I've lived in the same town all my life, and I've been able to own all the farms at one point in time or another that I worked on as a child. I would rather have not had it developed, but because it was already in process and the fellow who was the developer died and it was going to be sold to some company that was going to do an awful job and ruin that part of the neighborhood, I decided I wanted to get involved. So I have obviously the farm background, been around cows all my life. And so and I know the land, so I got a developer, a high-end developer, and I have a friend who had money to invest in it. So the three of us came together, and we're well on our way to starting our permitting. But I would love to talk to you about that, because we're trying to figure out what we want in a website. And this is, you know, the fact that we're building it around a farm right up your alley. And I think this is something that, although very rare in America now, is something that, because people want to get back to the land. Don't you find that? You hear from people all the time, don't you? I want to be back in the farm or on the farm or connected to a farm, right?
Yeah, I didn't grow up on a farm. I actually grew up in the suburbs of Kansas City, but we went to our family farm, our relatives' farms in Iowa with regularity, and because of that, I moved from the city out to central Illinois in the middle of nowhere. so I could be on my 3 acres and have my little organic gardening and my little truck farm. And yeah, I totally agree with you. Getting back to the farm is something, especially during the pandemic, we realized we need space.
We had to. That's where the family farm came back into being in reality. The dairy farms that were supported by people who couldn't find milk in the grocery store, or even they couldn't find produce. So we've, at least around where I am, but I think this has been a trend around the country. I couldn't find food in the grocery store. They went, to the local source and found the food was better. It was no more expensive. And they connected with this part of the world that hasn't seen the right kind of connections for a long time. We're talking to Virginia Doms from Kestrel Website Design as we continue here in the American Family Farmer. This is a lot of talk about small businesses, small farms and stuff. I have an announcement that helps those of you, those of us, who stayed open during COVID. The folks at COVIDpayment.com want you to follow through for your own benefit on what is available if you stayed open during 2020, 2021, struggled with COVID, stayed in business. If you're a small, mid-sized farm operation, there may be a lot of support. Folks, restaurants in town, construction, whatever, your business, if you had 5 employees that stayed working during the pandemic, then you need to go to COVIDpayment.com and see if you can get $26,000 a piece. That's right, per employee. You could be entitled. They'll do the work for you, ask you some questions, and then they'll do the work, and they keep a percentage of the money that they get for you. And then, so here you have a way to expand your business, a way to pay for a website, a way to maybe give the employees a bonus, whatever it is. It does make a difference what your business is, but because we're talking to farmers for the most part, you should check this out. Go to COVIDpayment.com and get up to $26,000 per employee. Again, that place to go, it's COVIDpayment.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Mike Kappel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, 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 oh.
Visit Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. Exciting conversation here. I'm very enthused about what I'm learning from Virginia Doms and would like to apply it to my business and businesses, and you perhaps as well. Certainly doesn't hurt to explore and find out what Virginia has to offer. I think one of the things that becomes, and maybe this is too technical for an initial conversation, but search engine optimization, being search engine friendly. As I think I said earlier on, it's always escaped me no matter how hard we tried to do it. And so you've probably found the right words. What's the most frequently asked question that you get from people who want to have your services and don't know really what they need?
In general, they say, somebody told me I needed a website. Can you make one for me? Can I find it in Google?
And your answer to that is?
Yeah, the first two are pretty straightforward. Can I find it in Google? SEO, I'm glad you brought that up, which is search engine optimization, SEO, or SEM is search engine metrics. But building a search engine friendly website is an art and a science. Mm-hmm. And if you throw a website up there and then try and retrofit it with SEO, search engine optimization, you can get into a real mess. You kind of need to go at it with search engine optimization in mind. What do search engines want? They want text. And you think, well, people aren't going to read all that. Yeah, doesn't matter if they read it all. The search engines read it, and the search engines then can get an idea of what you're about because they're trying to categorize you. And they're very literal. If it's not physically on there in words, search engines have no clue what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to put not only professional text, which might be, trade type words that you use, you need to think, how are people trying to find a business like mine? What words do they use? Those are the words that you need to incorporate on your website.
Pretty simple.
Yeah, really, it is pretty simple.
Darn and dirty.
And for some reason, people get really snarled up in that. So this is a partnership that you need to have with your web developer. Here are my goals. Here's what I'm thinking. Here's what I want to do. I want people to find this particular product, this particular service. I want them to come out to the farm, or I want them to go to the farmer's market, or I want them to contact me because I want to farm your grandmother's ground that you just inherited. So whatever it is you want to do, you need to think of how that could be couched in terms on the website. What words do we use? And how people are going to be searching for that. So puppies, dogs, calves,
anything,
heifers. What do you call them and what do the public call it?
Exactly. Kestrel, K-E-S-T-R-E-L, websitedesign.com. Go there. I'm looking at all the fantastic websites that have been designed, not just for farms. There are a lot of other entities that have been benefited by having a connection with Virginia and her company. So that would be the place to start. Check it out. I think you'll find I'm actually going to talk to Virginia about doing some things for me on my farm and some other things. But it's encouraging and it's exciting, and actually it's very educational too to look at this website, Kestrel Website Design and Development. Virginia Doms, thank you for joining us this week. Hopefully you have a lot of help for a new crop of farmers, if you will. Thanks to your visit here on the American Family Farmer.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now on the American Family Farmer program, lots of information here, and it's my commentary time. I think I look at some of the American Family Farmer podcasts that we produce, some of the things that you, if you've lost touch or if you've lost some of the, from time to time there are people that, you know, I listen to the show every week or I missed it for a month, how can I find out what the conversations have been about? Go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, see the podcast, the most recent one, looking at diesel fuel and what happens if you have a shortage on your farm, that sort of thing. It's all aimed at being practical, just like the conversation we had this week with the lady from the web design. It's all there to help you make your farm better, and a lot of interesting characters. We all know the farm business is full of characters. It really is. I found that the characters that I've met and created on my farm are not like any group of people I've ever been. I love them all. And they certainly are, they're important. Obviously, you can't do it by yourself. You got to find the right pieces of the pie, if you will. So, at any rate, so lots of agricultural connections, commissioners, farmers, you name it, we've got it. Check out the podcast every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. So my comment this week has to do with a couple of the things that we were talking about with Ms. Doms. Farming being cool again, right? Farming on YouTube. There are a lot of young people who want to be farmers. Maybe they didn't grow up on the farm, but they're there now. There's a millennial farmer YouTube video that has been shared across a lot of social media platforms. And so the idea when you see some of this stuff, there is a focus on one of them that I was looking at on how the YouTube has changed farming, for example, and the value that there's there for connecting with people on YouTube. This is about Zach Johnson, the millennial farmer. He's the one who is focused. It looks like he's about 35 or so. And, yeah, he's paying attention to and telling people about how cool it is to be in agriculture. It is. As far as I'm concerned, my whole life has been on the farm, around the farm, and farming has always been cool. But the realities also are it can be a very harsh business. Farming is not always a great career choice, a great career path, because of the dangers of weather, the dangers of politics, the dangers of what it costs to do business, all that sort of thing. So I've been thinking about how the next generation of farmers isn't all the next of kin, which is what we try to extol the value and virtue of, at least in part, on the family farm, the traditional farm. I will tell you that because the government is so unfriendly to farmers and to farmland, you know it, I know it, most farmers don't have any cash. Most farmers have lots of equipment. Most farmers have lots of land. Most farmers can make it work going from month to month and year to year, season to season. But when the main farmer in whose name the land probably is owned, when he or she dies, then what happens? Well, the government comes in, especially under this administration, but none of them have been any good for understanding this. They want to grab your land, or they want to tax you so that you have to sell the land and keep from farming. So as this continues, you have to wonder, okay, where are the next generation of agriculturalists going to farm? If we keep losing the farms to government programs, government policy, how do we pursue our agricultural education? How do we decide on whether this is a good path, a good career path to follow? And so as I look at the farmers and the things that I'm looking at on YouTube and how the high schoolers are joining the FFA, the Future Farmers of America, the 4-H Club. There are YouTube videos there that I think are cool to get people involved or interested or back to the farm, whatever you want to, you know, however you want to encapsulate it. But it is a thing to be excited about because there's nothing like life on the farm from my perspective. I wouldn't have it any other way. I've lived all over the country. I've always had my home. I've always had my farm here in the town where I grew up, and I don't expect that that will change for the rest of my life. And that's how we're, you know, you're trying to get, I'm worried about what's going to happen to my farm when I'm gone. I'm trying to make arrangements to protect it and save it, but it's not easy, as you know. So anyway, think about farming as being cool again, though. That's a good way for me to end my thoughts here on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.